Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the tutorial for the Kenwood TS-2000. I'm your host, Matt Arthur, KA0PQW, and I believe this is part 8, actually. Anyway, in this one we're going to talk a little bit about the sub-transceiver. And before we get into that, I want to apologize for not getting at doing these a little bit sooner. You know, I did some last fall and so on, and went through some major computer upgrading, got a new computer and things like that here, and kind of been other things busy, keeping me busy here as well. So, but we're getting back at them. So like I said, today we're going to talk a little bit about the sub-transceiver in the TS-2000. The sub-transceiver covers 2 meters and 440 FM as far as, using it, talking and stuff on it. Also has some to do with the satellite functions of this radio, which I haven't fully figured out yet, but I'm going to. Also gives you pretty good VHF, UHF general coverage. That is stuff outside the ham bands that you can listen to. And I actually tell you that it does a pretty nice job of receiving the 220 megahertz FM, or 220 FM ham band on 220 FM. Now, to get started with the sub-transceiver, there's a few things obviously you're going to want to know. The volume and squelch for the sub-transceiver, and we have covered this before, but it's on the very right-hand side of the radio. The very bottom set of knobs on the very right-hand bottom corner of the radio, you'll find the volume and squelch. The smaller one, the one that's furthest from the radio, from the body of the radio, is the volume. The one closest to the radio, or a little thicker knob on that set of knobs, it's the squelch, which we just opened, the squelch. To get to the sub-transceiver in this radio, you'll want to, I just hit the main receiver, go over to where you'll find the big VFO knob. And right next to the VFO knob, we're going to find buttons. At the very top, closest to the VFO knob, you'll find the menu button, which we'll get into later. Next to that's a PF button. It's kind of a round button with a hole in the center of it. I'm not even sure what that does yet. Haven't had any use for it. And below that, next to the big VFO knob, you're going to find a set of a kind of, almost triangular-shaped buttons. Yeah, I guess triangular shape is a pretty good term. And you're going to find four of them. They're what we'll call up and down and right and left arrow keys. And they do a number of things. On the main transceiver, they go take you from band to band. You use them to select values in your menu options. And they also take you from the main to the sub-transceiver. Now, the voice readout does not tell you which transceiver you're in, or which side of this radio you're on. However, if you listen, you will notice there's a difference in beeps. We'll toggle between the two of them. Look at these arrow keys, up and down and left and right. The right arrow key takes you to the sub-transceiver. We're going to do that. Now we're on the sub-transceiver. Now I'm back on the main one, and I use the left arrow to go back to the main one. Now there's one other way to control the sub-transceiver. And what I just described to you now, with going from the main to the sub with the arrow keys, is so that you can actually key the microphone and it will key the sub transceiver. There's another way to do it. go back to the main receiver, and then go down to the very left hand, I'm sorry, very right hand, on the right hand side of the VFO knob, next to the knob, close to the bottom, there's a little tiny button, right at the bottom of the radio. There's a little tiny, teeny button. If you push that, that will also make it so you can control the sub-transceiver. However, when you push that little button, you will not be able to transmit on the sub-transceiver. When you transmit, you'll be on the main transceiver. So I don't really use that if I want to control the sub-transceiver. So let's go back and we put this in the sub-transceiver. Now, you enter frequencies and memories and stuff the exact same way we talked about it with the main transceiver. The exact same way. The only difference is that you have to get into the sub-transceiver. And you can only enter frequencies on VHF, UHF, you know, 2 meters and 440. Stuff like that. Yeah, you can enter in the weather services and things like that. But anyway, that's exactly the same for entering frequencies or memories. Now, if you are in memory mode,
MR000, enter 0, MR000,
and if you attempt to direct entry in a frequency that, or I should say, a memory that has an HF frequency in the memory, it will not go there. Absolutely will not go there. And in fact, if you tune the channel, multi-channel selector, the second knob down from the top on the right-hand side, and dial through the memories, it will skip any memories that has an HF frequency in it. It covers VHF, UHF. That's it. Now, I am going to make a little suggestion here. And I'm going to point out a slight problem with the sub-transceiver. And that is, I really don't like to use it in the VFO mode. However, it's doable. But it does have an occasional frequency jumping problem in the sub-transceiver VFO mode. I have seen it jump on its own, 25 kilohertz or so. So if I'm programming stuff in the memory that's on VHF, UHF, I still use the main transceiver, you know, if it's ham stuff, repeaters for ham use and stuff like that. Now, if I want to go listen to the weather service, obviously I'm going to use the sub-transceiver. Now also, in the VFO mode, on the sub-transceiver,
with 5 to 10 miles an hour,
I go to the VFO, which is giving me the weather service.
4, 4, 5, 0, 0.
Lows near 10 above. East wind.
I go to the very top of the right-hand side of the radio, the very top knob on the very right-hand corner of the radio, which is used for RIT and XIT and stuff. It will also tune you around. We're tuning. So that's
Minnesota saved the Northeast.
Something you want to know about.
MR000.
I probably should have turned it up. Maybe we'll turn it up a little bit.
Into the 0 chance of snow, 40%.
We just tuned through the weather band.
Lower north central Minnesota's highs on Saturday will top out into the mid single digits.
MR000.
We're talking about our cold weather up here.
1, 4, 7.
Okay, I'm going to shut that up. The other uses you'll have for the sub-transceiver is when you're doing cross-band repeats and stuff like that. And we'll talk about that in some other segment. Also with the sub-transceiver, you'll find that the call for channel and all that works the same as on the main, except that, you know, on 2 meters, it's going to come up with 144.0.
4.000 MR.
And go back to memory. If I go to somewhere on UHF, let's see here. Let's do that.
MR 00144.5.67. Call 440.000.
Yeah, it goes to 440.00.
MR 00.
Now that's programmable by using the function call, just like you do on the main transceiver. So they're really, you know, it's pretty simple, but it's just for 2 meter and 440 FM, and you'll also use it for cross band repeating and stuff like that. So that's a little bit on the sub transceiver. With that, we'll say 73 for now. If you have any questions regarding anything in these tutorials, you're welcome to contact me via email. My call sign, Kilo Alpha Zero Papa Quebec Whiskey @ARRL.net. Well, that's 73, and we'll see you in the next part.